Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Friday morning, it's that time again. It's Brock Books and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend. Carrick Brock out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing in 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in place, hand off the mic. Carrick the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? Home opener in the Berg today.
Man, I'm doing great. I'm talking to you from just outside the club out, so you're going to hear a lot of banging, a lot of excitement going on because it's our home opener starting at 4:12 p.m. today, which is a great city start time for us, man. You can reach me online or check me out online at Instagram and Twitter at TarrickBrockSR, as well as Facebook, just first and last name. And so, man, just looking forward to this opening day here at home after a great start on the road trip.
Well, that road trip, we called it, man. I figured you'd go 4-2 on it. The sweep in Boston, that's the first time on the road since 2018. You took 2 out of 3 in American League City. You did it against Detroit back then. Now you bring the broom to Boston. You come home. I hear the city's a buzz. The excitement is through the roof. I know the Penguins are trying to, but you guys have center stage, front and center there.
Yeah, I mean it's awesome. The city is buzzing, as you said. The city gets to, you know, officially welcome Andrew McCutchen back home, and also get to celebrate, you know, local hero, you know, David Bednar. The team is off to a great start, you know, playing well, gelling, and we're just excited to finally open up here at home and just enjoy, you know, some of the upgrades of the stadium, new sound system, and a dynamic scoreboard. So we're really looking forward to getting off to a really fast, hot start and having the crowd rally behind us today.
Yeah, the blackout, they call it. Everybody, they're telling everybody to show up in black. This is going to be good to get the crowd behind it, a bit sellout, everybody coming through the Roberto Clemente Bridge there and everything. Man, oh, man, the excitement in the city is just unbelievable for a home opener right up there with opening day.
You know what? It's great, and it's a sellout. It's something, you know, that our group that's, you know, starting our fourth year here, something that we long to see is the city excited and, you know, a sellout here at home. So, you know, we're getting what we asked for. And so now we just hope that blessing continues to where we continue to play well, first and foremost, and then to have our fans continue to show up and support this good young ball club that we're building right here.
Yeah, and with the White Sox coming in, and then the defending World Series champion, Houston Astros, makes for quite a nice little 6-game homestand.
You know, it does. But it also gives us, you know, continually, you know, a measuring stick of where we're at and, you know, how close we are, where our challenge areas are, where we need to continue to grow. And we welcome the challenge. And so no better measuring stick than one, the White Sox, you know, who have given us fits the last couple of years, and then defending World Series champions coming in as well.
Well, the Brian Reynolds bus keeps continuing. Boy, is he on a hot start or something. Driving in 7, he's got 4 home runs there. What is it? Is it the breakfast on the road and now coming back home? What is the secret to his success there?
Man, the secret is, you know, he's just, you know, relaxed, you know, just having fun and just playing the game at the level that he could play at. And it's good to see him off to the hot start because normally, you know, as the season goes along, he just gets better. He just turns up the the heat. So for him to start this way, I just look forward to just seeing how hot he will get throughout the year. And then, you know, hopefully seeing him at the end, you know, competing for, you know, a batting title. And then that would be good because I just believe that he can do it. He's just too talented to not win one, in my opinion.
Yeah, it looks like he's been progressing year in and year out, just getting better and putting in the work, and now you're starting to see the results this early in the season.
Absolutely. That's what it is. You know, players come off a good off season, you know, where they get in a good spot, you know, with their hitting and their training, and it just carries over to spring training and leads to a really good, solid, strong season.
Yeah. Rich Hill taking the mound for the home opener. It'll bring back memories of a night where he flirted with perfection, pretty much took a no-hitter in that 10th inning back a couple years ago when he was with the Dodgers. That's going to be a special thing for Rich to throw out the home opener there.
No, it'll be good for him. And, you know, it's good to have our, you know, our veteran, you know, on the staff, you know, open up, you know, coming off of a solid, gutsy performance by Mitch Keller, you know, on the road, and our bullpen has been great too. So we're just looking forward to Rich, you know, keeping traffic off the, you know, bases and then turning it over, you know, hopefully around the seventh inning over to our bullpen to, you know, close it out for us today.
Well, and not only that, during the offseason, Derek, you and I talked about it, bringing that leadership in, the Rich Hills, the McCutcheons, the G-Man Choys, the Santanas, even the Connor Joe, great baseball name, showing these guys the little things to get over the hump. Sometimes you got to lose to win, but these guys are winning those games that they came up short last year. They're putting them together this year, and they're putting wins on the board. You can't help to have that leadership and experience with these veterans.
Yes, you know, and we like to look at, you know, those games that we, you know, we lost, we like to look at them as lessons. And those lessons taught us a lot, you know, first and foremost about ourselves as a coaching staff, and then, you know, our players. And then to bring in, you know, guys that have been there, done that provide that leadership, that calming energy, but also know when to push and help out our young guys is great. And then also that they take, you know, pressure off of certain players. You know, Brian Reynolds gets some pressure taken off. Brian Hayes gets some, you know, pressure taken off. And those guys just get to open up and just genuinely be them. Not saying that they weren't, but they just get to relax and be themselves and just know that, hey, you know, I don't have to do it all myself. You know, I can pass the baton, you know, and leave it to the next guy behind me. And then, you know, you have young crews leading it all for us. You know, one swing of the bat and we can be up 1-0, you know, just in you know, less than 30 seconds of us starting the bottom of the first inning.
No doubt about it. Now, I meant to tell you, do you feel like you're part of the American Airlines or one of those things? You went from Japan to Florida, on to Cincinnati, Boston, you're back home. The off day yesterday in Pittsburgh, that must have been just R&R, rest and relax.
Yes, you know, it was good to get back home. It was good to sleep in, you know, in my own bed, drive my own car, say hello to my neighbors. It was really good to just get back, you know, in the swing of it. But then also the downside to that was with all the traveling, you know, there was quite a few bags to unpack as well.
Yeah, not only that, with the new changes in baseball, you guys play everybody now. In American League and National League, that's got to be nice. Now more West Coast road trips.
You know what? Absolutely love that. You know, I get to get closer, you know, to home. The one thing that you know, if I could double down on that, is I believe that every team should play in every ballpark. Now, I know that we'll cut down some divisional games, but it'd be like a 1-1 between us and Boston. Like, so we play them there, and they will come here as well. Because some of these ballparks are just too historic to you know, go every other year. You know, we need to enjoy Boston, you know, every year. And I'm selfishly speaking because I got family out there and got to visit, you know, my brother-in-law, my nieces, and my niece and nephew. So I just think that would be an extra, you know, added incentive.
Well, definitely from your mouth to God's ears on that one. I'm a big proponent of that, too. I think it's a long time coming. Some of these ball players don't get to see these cities. Some of these other superstars don't come to, you know, Pittsburgh, and I think that's a big thing. And when you look at the schedule, you get out there to Boston, and that had to be nice. I mean, just taking in the ambiance of that and the historic landmarks of Boston. How fun was that?
You know what? It was great to just get out. And, you know, I love cities where you get out and, you know, people are walking around, you know, walking to work, walking to the local coffee shops. That's one of my things, is just finding a local coffee shop. But, you know, with a good friend of mine on the staff, you know, Seth, it is just the best thing to do. We find these local coffee shops, support them, go out and just talk, how are you, and just have a good time. So it's good. And then you get to take in, you know, like you said, the sites, you know, seeing that the historic library in Boston was just awesome. Seeing, you know, historic church has been around since the 1700s. Like, that is a blessing in and of itself.
Well, and not only that, you know, your sport is quite different than the other ones, football, basketball, and hockey. You get into the city, you can't really enjoy it. You play the game, you got to fly out. Here, you get in the city sometimes, you know, 3 days, sometimes 4 days. You can take a lot in, do the business too, and have the pleasure at the same time. So I've always said, man, baseball has got to be the best, because to see and take in everything of a city is just pure amazing.
You know, absolutely. You know, it requires, you know, giving up something a little bit, getting out a little early, walking around and seeing some things. And then also, you know, while you're heading there, you know, kind of doing your research, like, you know, what is it that I need to see, you know, about this city? Or, you know, someone, you know, on the roster or on the staff will say, hey, man, I went to this place last year, and you have to go and visit it. And, you know, you go and you take it in. And all I try to do is just keep building moments and experiences.
Right. Now, the White Sox coming through, what are you looking for them? Clevenger is part of that mix in the pitching staff. We'll see some old friends and Tim Anderson. You see these guys enough pretty much year in and year out because, you know, you play them, the White Sox, pretty much that Central Division team, more or less. You go back and forth with them or Detroit year in and year out. But what are you looking for the Sox in this three-game series?
Man, just looking forward to a really, really good ball game. We owe them a couple, you know, butt whippings after, you know, since 2020, since we've come along. You know, just looking for, you know, Lucas Giolito to be himself and pitch to his style of play. And, you know, that we have a really good game plan formed against them, you know, both, you know, at the plate and on the bases. And just seeing our guys execute and seeing the growth. We know that their bullpen is going to come out, and those guys are going to just throw fire, and our guys will be ready. And defensively, we're just going to continue to, you know, catch the ball, throw the ball to the right places in the outfield as well as the infield. Just play a solid, good, you know, all-around ball game, and then look forward to shaking hands after the end of the game.
Yeah, and then 6 hours pretty much before the game right now, more or less just go over, you know, playbooks and stuff like that, get some hitting in, guys getting ready, getting a little antsy there for the home opener, what I can imagine.
Yeah. So the next thing on the list for me is, you know, a phone call to my wife on the West Coast, and then also breakfast. And then after that, like, it's off and running. The day will start, you know, with you know, defensive practice and then going into batting practice.
She's going to tell you it's 80 degrees out here on Easter Sunday.
we're just looking forward to it. It's going to be, you know, a great day and a great weekend, you know, here in our city, and we're doing everything we can to just continue to, you know, keep the buzz going, you know, at this early start of the season.
Well, talking about keeping the buzz, as we wrap this up in about 10 seconds, how about the Lakers? Are they going to sneak into this playoff run? And they hit a hiccup against the Clippers, but it's going to get interesting here in the next week or so as they start to wind down the season.
Yeah, you know, the Clippers have definitely had the Lakers number in the last 11 games. You know, it shows. You know, I think the Lakers will make it to the playoffs? Yes. You know, they'll, you know, get that play in. I just, you know, think that their best games will be, you know, during that play-in thing. And then, you know, unfortunately, I don't know if they'll get out that, you know, the first round after that. It's just like they just have a huge mountain to climb and some really good teams. And then I don't see them getting past, Memphis, because I think that's who they will play next. So, but yeah, they just need to continue to grow, get some key additions. But the one thing I can say, if they play defense, man, anything can happen.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Exactly on that front. I'll go with the Bucks. Hopefully they'll bring up another flag in the Cream City of Milwaukee. We'll see how this thing shakes out by the time June rolls around. As we wind this down, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And I can't wait to do this on Monday as the Astros come in.
Man, looking forward to it, man. If you follow me online on Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKBROCKSR. And then on Facebook, just first and last name, TARRIKBROCK, man. Just wishing everyone a happy Good Friday, and more importantly, a happy Easter as well.
Ditto that. He's Tarek Brock out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Let's hang the Jolly Roger this weekend in Pittsburgh. I can't wait to talk to you Monday as the Stros come through.
Let's go.
There you go, my friends. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a blessed weekend.